Hathaway said he had a feeling he'd been spotted leaving Fred Meyer. And while he hadn't connected the two things at the time, he now recalled a flurry of police activity around his house a few days later. That was surely the day someone spotted the minivan. "You're obviously shoddy near the end," Mellis said. "It was one of the things that helped bring down your downfall. Put it that way." Carver later told a prosecutor that the level of sophistication in these robberies was greater than any other bank robbery that he had seen. That Hathaway had never used a weapon or harmed anyone was likely to help him with the courts. The lack of overt violence, Mellis later told the local press, was a point in his favor. "Was it too easy?" Carver asked Hathaway. "Unfortunately, yes," he answered. Hathaway detoxed in a King County jail cell, vomiting for days into the toilet he shared with 20 men, until his delirious howls got so bad that the guards moved him to the hole in a suicide smock. When he came out the other side, Hathaway went back to the group cell and stayed there for 2 years, rejecting plea offers while writing briefs and pushing his various public attorneys to challenge the district attorney for a better deal. Finally, in 2015, he agreed to a plea. Hathaway pleaded guilty to 4 counts of first-degree robbery and 1 count of first-degree theft in exchange for 8 years and 10 months. He had 2 years' time served already and got 3 more for good behavior, which left basically 4 years, to be spent at the Monroe Correctional Complex, 45 minutes northeast of Seattle.